The pitch. Swinging a line drive through the middle, a base hit into center field. Biggio steams around third. He'll come in to score. First to third for Hernandez on an RBI single by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 1-0 Toronto in the first. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hunting on the first pitch from Tanaka, and he takes it right back up the middle. And the 2-2. Runner at first bluffs. Here's a snap throw by Sanchez down to first, and it gets by the reach of Voit, and the Blue Jays will tack on a run. Hernandez scores from third. Guerrero is all the way around second, and he's on his way to third. On a ball that went sailing towards the first baseman, got glove on it by Voit, but it was out of his reach to handle it on the fly. And the Yankees just serve up a run for the Blue Jays. And it's 2-0. Pitch to Sanchez, and that missed the glove of Danny Jansen and I think hit the umpire. The ball rolls off towards the first base side, stops in front of the Yankees dugout as they get on the board with their first run of the night. And now all of a sudden it's a 2-1 Toronto lead, and Danny Jansen comes back and asks Ryan Adatton, are you okay? Runners lead at second and third. 2-1 Toronto. The 2-2 is hit high in the air out to left field, freezing for a moment. Gurriel on the run, reaches out, slides while making the catch to retire the Yankees. Frozen for a moment because of the twilight, then found. An accelerator hit by Gurriel as he streaks forward to make the sliding catch, retiring Frazier and New York.
The Jays haven't scored. The pitch to Vlad hit hard on the ground, fair down the line. That'll get into the corner. Randall Grichuk hit second. He's headed for third. He swings around third. He's coming home on an RBI double by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The Blue Jays double their lead to 3-1, taking advantage of the Gleyber Torres error right away. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Gary Sanchez strikes out for the 60th time this season. Strikeout number 5 for Ray. He strands a 2-out walk. Or over the head of the left fielder Frazier last time up. Now he swings and he rips one to deep left. That one's got a shot. It is gone. Danny Jansen's 5th home run gets out in a heartbeat. And the Blue Jays up their lead to 4-1. His 1-0 pitch to Grichuk is swung on and lined into left field. It'll fall in front of Frazier, a base hit. In to score is Biggio. To second, Teoscar, 5-1 Blue Jays here in the fourth.
The 1-1 pitch is a fastball hit in the air out to right field, playable for Teoscar Hernandez. He squares up, he's there, a two-handed squeeze, as that retires the side, and the Yankees get him loaded with nobody out, and the Yankees leave him loaded with nobody in. And a 3-2 pitch, bounced on the ground towards third, high hop handled by Urshela. He'll just have one play, and that's in his own bag. They'll get the force out on Hernandez. Bichette comes in to score. It's 6-1 Toronto. The 2-1 pitch. Bounce on the ground and through the hole on the left side. Base hit into left field. Grichuk turns the corner at third. He's coming to the plate. The throw by Frazier. Too high. Grichuk slides underneath. And he's in there with an RBI base hit by Lourdes Gurriel Jr. And it's 7-1 Blue Jays.
The 0-1, Bichette swings and drives the ball to the gap in left center field. Hicks on the run, reaches out, and it's off his glove, down for a base hit. Jansen is in to score. Biggio is in to score. Two-run double for Bo Bichette. The runs are pouring in. 13-1 Toronto.
1-1 pitch, swung on and belted. Deep left field. Danny Jansen's got another one. It's a four-hit night for Danny Jansen. A single, a double, and now two home runs. His sixth of the season makes it 14-1 Blue Jays.
Clint Frazier swings at the first pitch, rolls it out to Bo. The shortstop does a little stutter step, fires to first in time to get the out and finish off the ball game for Ross Stripling, who logs his third save in the major leagues in his first since 2017, behind the strength of a massive night from Danny Jansen, who hit a pair of home runs and drove in three, and the Blue Jays